Hello everyone, welcome back to Note to Self. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the fastest way to manifest. And this is coming from years of being a sponge to all of the manifestation, law of attraction, quantum physics content. So this, and what I'm sharing with you in this episode specifically, is what I've learned to be the fastest and easiest way to create long-term lasting change in your life and to essentially reality shift quickly. And if you're familiar with my content on YouTube or even the content that Lo and I share in the Lo and Zo Show podcast, I'll leave the Lo and Zo Show podcast down below, because if you're new to me or my content, there's definitely a lot of evergreen episodes that support what I'm about to speak into now. But I'm going to simplify things. And it's basically what you want to do is figure out what do you truly want. And this might seem like a simple question to ask or to answer, but the truth is it can be a bit more complex, because what I've found is there are moments in time where I'm not actually totally sure of what I want. I think that I want a next level of income, or I think that I want the relationship, but I'm not actually in tune with what is actually on my heart. More so deeper feelings of, oh, I'm ready for a greater level of stability and security, or I'm ready for partnership and to feel safety in that, to feel romance, to feel in partnership. Do you get what I'm saying here? It's less about the tangible thing and more about the underlying feelings that that thing will give you. So once you identify what you truly want, and maybe it is a relationship, maybe it is that next level of income, start to imagine and put yourself into the future, that future version of you that already has the thing that you desire. So I'll give the example of living in Italy. That's something that I accomplished. And again, this was the way that I did it back then, and it happened very quickly for me, as in I bought a one-way ticket to Italy while I was still working in corporate marketing. And 3 months later, I landed in Rome, the city of my dreams. And that's when I started my entrepreneurial journey. So what I did was I got clear on what I truly wanted. I want to live in Italy. And I started to connect with the feelings that that would give me, because Italy was on my heart for so long. Again, this was a desire that revealed itself on my heart. And the feelings of accomplishing that dream was really a journey of self-love. That's truly what I was calling for myself, is I love you enough that you are worthy and deserving of having this chapter that is moving to Italy. And to imagine myself stepping out on the entrepreneurial journey, trusting myself, that's also what I wanted, was trust. I was ready for adventure. I was ready for inspiration. I was ready to be inspired about the potential and magic and synchronicities of life every single time I stepped outside my door and walked around the streets of Rome. And to give a little bit of context or a backstory, I moved to Rome on a working holiday visa. I made the entrepreneurial thing work in the first year that I moved there. I moved there and I was an au pair. That's what I had to do to create a way of being there, having shelter and receiving food and a small amount of money while I hustled my side hustles until they became full-time income jobs. But after that, I took out a student visa because it was also on my heart to learn this language and to immerse myself in a different culture and to really sink into being there. So as I'm describing this, you can start to connect with probably what those feelings were for me, what those feelings were for Zoe desiring to move to Italy. It wasn't about like anything else other than the journey of my own soul and my own heart. And when we tune into that, when we are very clear on what we want and what we will feel like and who we will be on the other side of that, and I encourage you to either journal into this, sit in a meditation and visit your future self who that already has the thing or has the lifestyle or is in that next level you desire, and just be there. Just be there. Even if you can't feel like you can't visualize, that imagination isn't really a thing for you, start to think about the feelings again and allow those to manifest in the body, or script into it in your journal. Start writing about a day in the life. I wake up and I make an espresso. I'm sitting on my terrazza. I'm sipping this beautiful espresso while I'm taking in the morning breeze, and there's a warmth to it, and I can smell jasmine in the air. Just get familiar. Oftentimes what happens when I do this exercise is that in visiting the future self in that quantum reality, aligned action steps start to drop in immediately, as in, okay, I know what the next step is. It's buying the ticket. Or I know that the next step is launching this offer. Or I know that the next step is to have this conversation or look at this website, XYZ. The aligned actions will come. The aligned actions are always the important ones because they're inspired. They're coming from what I like to call the quantum field. You're tapping into the frequency of the future self and you're receiving the guidance that will get you there. But as you're in the meditation or the scripting exercise, connecting with that future self, I invite you and suggest that you look around at that landscape. What does it look like, right? You're starting to connect with the feelings, but what does it actually look like? Who's surrounding you? How are you spending your free time? What is that day-to-day experience of the version of you that has the thing or things that you desire to have? So connecting with that then will allow you to fine-tune how you're operating on a daily basis, to start to fine-tune your frequency as if it's like a radio dial. You're fine-tuning your frequency to be that person that, in my example, is living in Italy. So when I was connecting with that version of myself, I remember I was living in Toronto. I was living paycheck to paycheck. But what I would do is I was imagining myself that walking around the streets of Rome on my weekends. So on my weekends in Toronto, as soon as the weather got nice, I remember, I mean, I still went walking even when it was snowing and all of that stuff. But as soon as the weather got nice was around the time that I booked this one-way ticket. And I would take myself out and I would buy myself flowers every weekend. I would go buy my groceries and I would also buy the flowers instead of, you know, falling into scarcity of being like, I should save every last dollar to move to Italy, XYZ. I was like, this is a part of it, is that version of me is getting used to doing things for herself, for choosing herself and creating beauty around her, creating beauty in her everyday. And to me, flowers very much represented that. I would often buy myself peonies because they're some of my favorite flowers. But I buy myself peonies, and every day of the week following that, I would see these fresh peonies in my room, and it would remind me that I'm creating my most beautiful life. And that was an aligned action from visiting my future self, knowing that she was walking around and she was also working at coffee shops on the weekends. That's something I did as well. I have vlogs during that time on my YouTube channel where I actually lived in Little Italy in Toronto, and I would walk around that neighborhood and go to a coffee shop and work on the weekend, do some freelance gigs, plan my move to Italy, look on Au Pair World for potential families. I did that. I was already being that version of myself, and that's the key there, is starting to be that person. It's a journey of becoming until you are. So imagine that you are essentially reverse engineering that version of yourself that has what they desire to have. I gave you the example of moving to Italy, but it could be a relationship. And so you want to start to connect with, what are they doing every day? And it's not just what are they doing, what are they thinking, what are they believing, how are they behaving, what are they talking about, right? If they're the type of person who's in a relationship, they're not thinking that men are the root of all evil, or all men are players, or there's no good guys out there. They're starting to shift their paradigm to one where men and beautiful men, kind men, caring men, supportive men are everywhere, and starting to connect with that, opening their hearts up to the opportunities to being that version of themselves. So to simplify all of this and to give you some actionable steps in this episode, is to put yourself into the future you that has the things that you want. First, I guess I should backtrack, you need to know and be clear on what it is that you want. Allow that desire to come through, or the desires to present themselves. Write into that, meditate into that, visit that space for you. Receive the inspired actions and or start to create them by connecting with, what is this person thinking? What are they looking at? what is a way in which I can create that experience for myself in this day, in this moment now? And start to focus on reverse engineering that version of you every single day, visiting the future you every single day, and trusting the journey, right? Following where you feel led, listening to your heart. Because once you decide, you are in the journey of becoming. And becoming is essentially you shortening the gap until you are being. And if you're ready to do this work on a deeper level, a very accelerated level, and a level where there's a lot of accountability and support for myself, I am presently intaking for my latest mastermind, which is weekly coaching with me, and it also includes IPAC's Law of Being program. So I have been holding mastermind. These are group coaching containers that are small, 2 to 3 people is what I do to make sure that people get the utmost support in these programs. But I have been holding mastermind containers for over 3 years now, and the results are always absolutely incredible. People get more than what they intend for because of the power of a collective container and because of the accountability, because of the intention that comes with signing up for a new reality, signing up for the leap that you're ready to take and drawing that line in the sand and saying, enough is enough. I'm ready to be that person now, and I'm ready to be held accountable to be becoming and being this person every single day. So if you are ready to make that journey, make that leap for yourself, I would be so happy to work with you for 4 months. We are beginning May 7th. So very soon, if you feel the call, I'll be leaving the link down below. This theme, I theme every single one of my group containers. This one's called Life Lift. So I thought, you know, it's like we are uplifting every area of your life. I just like to give them little names. But there's also a 4-month payment plan for it, but also a 12-month payment plan to make it super accessible for those of you who are ready and willing to embark on the coaching journey. And I can't wait to work with you. So if you're really ready to make this leap into being the person that you know that you came here to be, I would absolutely love to have you inside. And just know that you're so capable of walking out those dreams and desires that are on your heart, because they wouldn't be there if they were not meant for you. You are so powerful, you are so worthy, and you are so capable. And we're going to show you just that in this beautiful Life Lift container. Have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you soon.